From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome. Do a little dance for me, Bradley. Welcome to Podcast Don't Suck.
There it is.
There it is. What just happened? Oh, man. Featured here. Oh, it's August 5th, 2009. This is brought to you by 796 Entertainment and featured at lookatokc.com. Well done, gentlemen. Well done.
Is that a trademark?
No.
Never mind. Gloss over it.
You're thinking of other things.
I'm Dan O'Donohue, and with me is Spencer Hicks. There he is.
Spencer Hicks.
Mr. Brad Chad Porter. Yeah! Mr. Brad Chad Porter, the rock and roll king. And then you got Derek Smith here.
Derek Smith, ladies and gentlemen.
Back.
Back
from the dead.
I feel like I haven't done a podcast in like a month.
I don't think you have.
In the booth, you got producer Nick Tankersley.
Spencer Tankersley.
They got married, everybody. Congratulations, you guys. You're a beautiful couple.
Long time coming.
So anyway,
he's a coming.
Music was also brought to you this week by VHS or Beta. Did we get their permission? Sort of.
Yeah, we did. I talked to them.
They're a great band, and I love them, so I wanted to put them on the show.
I met them once.
Have you?
No.
Okay,
I saw them from like 5 feet away.
That counts.
That's, yeah, proximity.
So, Derek, you haven't been on the show for a while. Are you excited to be back?
Yep.
I can tell.
Keep it down, boy. Jesus.
Simmer.
Actually, because I've been going through withdrawals for the last like month, I've been going back over all of our old podcasts. Where are we on posting those again?
We've got one of them posted.
Yeah.
Okay. You mean on our website?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not very well. Not very good.
Okay. I'm not doing anything this weekend.
Okay.
Give me a job.
All right. We'll figure that out.
Okay.
We'll do that. We'll do some posting. How about that? We'll do some posting this weekend.
Because we got a lot of stuff to post.
We got over 100 episodes.
796 Entertainment.
Like 60, I guess we did. Or 50, somewhere around.
I have recorded 156
episodes.
So
this...
Wow.
This is a very awkward and weird way to say next week. Lots of new stuff will be posted on 796entertainment.com.
There we go. Very possibly.
I turned this from a, oh my God, why the hell are we talking about this moment, to a plug.
To a plug, nice. Which isn't much better.
You did good, sir.
In appreciation...
It's like every episode of The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
In appreciation of Derek's triumphant return. I'll say triumphant. I'd like to dust off one of my favorite segments from the past. Derek Smith's movie quote of the week.
Movie quote. Derek's movie quote for you.
Quote of the week.
Man. Derek, okay.
You got one for us?
Yeah. Okay. Here it goes.
Very still. I'm working right now. This.
Ouch!
Oh, I'm sorry. Did my pen get in the way of your ass? Do me a favor and lose 5 pounds immediately or get out of my building like now!
That's an excellent quote.
Secret of the Magic Gordon.
I don't even know what
close.
That is.
It's James and the Giant Peach.
Nope.
All right. Okay. Someone else make a little boy and a fruit reference.
Wait, what's that?
What's the giant robot one with Vin Diesel?
Iron Giant. No, not bad. That counts.
But no, that wasn't the answer.
No.
Yes, it was.
No. Nope.
When was the last time you saw it?
I don't watch those movies because I'm
then
an
you
adult.
Don't know.
I'm an adult.
It's from that movie.
I'm not
swear.
A fucking child anymore.
Oh,
don't curse.
I'm just doing that to.
It really is a pain. Don't. It's annoying. It's annoying as shit. I can do it. But you can't. Derek, are you going to tell us the answer to that? What famous film that was from?
I'm going to tell you later in the episode.
Oh,
we have to wait.
Sunk that hook.
Sunk it.
Sunk it deep.
Secret of the Magic Gourd.
Yeah.
Imgo.
Ooh, that is soothing music. Noises.
Isn't that lovely? I did that just for you, Spencer.
I'm excited.
Spencer, what's on the Look at Casey calendar?
About it.
Powered by Wimgo.
Powered by Wimgo. Well, you should come see Oklahoma City's Best Cheap Entertainment. We recently won
you don't know
in Gazette's Best Of.
You don't,
Spencer,
know
that didn't come out till the 12th.
Yeah.
You just wait. We won. Listen, you don't know how many email accounts I've been setting up.
That's hubris, sir. Yeah, we might have won, right?
Oh, we've got a good shot.
So you think we just
think
should
we
claim
got
it?
One in five shot.
I like it. You think we should? We're just going to claim it until proven otherwise.
Yes.
We are Oklahoma City's best cheap entertainment, right here, ladies
Even
and
if
gentlemen.
We don't win, we are still. Anyone who knows what we do, we are the best cheap entertainment.
That's true.
That's true. That's
we don't
true.
Charge for anything.
We don't. We
probably, I was afraid there for a second that this was becoming a Pentecostal.
No
revival.
Okay, but this. You know, Mondays don't suck. That is what's on the Wimbo calendar this week.
Woo! Which is, let's say it again, always.
Powered by Wimgo.
No. The part Wimgo. That it takes place at the 51st Street Speakeasy at Monday. Show starts at 8:30. No cover. Delicious
no cover.
Drinks.
No there cover. Are, there are drink specials.
There
are and
we have drink specials.
Now they're doing food specials as well.
What's the food special, Derek? Do you know?
No, they change week to week. One time it was half price appetizers. Another time it was like half price quesadillas and chicken tenders.
Ooh, the quesadillas, that's true. They are amazing.
They lower some of their beer little... prices.
So
is
wait
that,
a minute.
Is that bacon wrapped chicken ever going to be a special?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Come check it. You'll have to come find out.
Bacon wrapped chicken medallions.
So wait, let me get this straight.
I want them so bad. I want them right now.
The show has always been free.
We can go right after.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So now you can get food and drink even cheaper than before?
Even cheaper than before.
I tell you, people.
I don't know. With this, well, with the economy the way it is.
Without Obama in the White House.
Wait, this is what we have to do.
Best cheap entertainment,
our,
no
our
question.
Our backs are against the wall, Dan. <I'm telling> you. You got me cornered. Okay, we'll give you drink specials. What's that? You still want more incentive? Fine. Free comedy and appetizers.
Not free appetizers.
Not free appetizers.
Yeah, don't say that. Don't say that.
Specials.
People are going
to
get upset.
That's really going to suck when I have to pay for all that later.
Especially since it's free to get in, so we don't get any cover charges exactly. like that.
Speaking of free appetizers, I want to do our Redbox Pick of the Week.
Redbox Pick of the Week. Redbox Pick of the Week.
Boom, boom, boom. I spent the last month watching all the Redbox Pick of the Week. I did two last night.
He did.
Did
he
you
was,
now?
He was yeah. up late to like 5.
So you're catching
you
up?
You look like you were up until 5.
Yeah. I look like that all the time. Actually, I was leaving the comedy club the other day, and one guy was like, man, I'm looking to score, you know, some stuff. And the guy goes, hey, ask Derek. Never done drugs in my whole life.
You just looked the part.
You just
yeah.
looked the part.
And then you're like, do you know where I could score some? I was like, no. Like, whatever, man. If you don't want to, that's fine. You could just said you're fine.
Dude, I'm not a narc.
Dude. Why? Anyway, all right. The Redbox Pick of the Week this week is, of course,
Fast and Furious.
That is a great flick.
Not the Fast and the Furious. That would be the first film. This is the...
Not Too Fast, Too Furious?
Not Too Fast, Too Furious. That's the second.
Not the Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift?
That would be the third, my friend.
That dull thudding noise you hear is Brad smacking his head against his microphone.
Brad, stop
Have
it.
You ever watched any of these films?
They're the most terrible films in the history
They're
of filmmaking.
Exactly.
They're awesome.
They're terrible.
You get it.
All right, this is what the film's about. When a crime brings them back to L.A., fugitive ex-con Dom Toretto, I guess is how you say it.
Yeah, played by Vince Vaughn.
Is that who?
I mean,
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
That's Vin Diesel's character?
God, that would be so much better.
Vince Vaughn.
It really would. He's sick.
That was like three times the movie.
Granny shifting. He's all like making quippy remarks car to car.
Hey, why don't you drive out here? Blah, blah, blah. I can't do a Vince Vaughn impression. I was about to try. Anyway,
he's the big winner.
Don Toretto's reignites his feud with Agent Brian O'Connor. But as they are forced to confront a shared enemy, Dom and Brian must give to... Wait, what? Must give in to a certain un... Wait. I'm sorry. Must give in to an uncertain new trust if they hope to outmaneuver him. Rated PG-13 by the Motion Picture Association of America for intense sequences of violence and action, some sexual content, language, and drug references.
Man.
Widescreen.
Can I just say that some sexual content is the bad one? Like if you're
absolutely.
If a movie's
the worst
coming
one.
On Showtime or HBO and it shows you like what's on there, you always look for the
nudity.
The
SC.
SC or the N, but SSC is stupid.
What's SSC?
Some Strong. Sexual content.
Some sexual.
Or adult content.
Yeah, that just means they talk about things that aren't.
They talk about things like drugs and.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited because I didn't actually get to see this in the theater, and Derek and I were going to go, and we didn't, and I can't wait to get it for $1.
I know. I can't wait to split it with you on a night. But Trish is going to be out of town.
We're going
to
get it.
We're going to, you know, we're going to pop a bottle of Pinot, watch Fast and Furious,
make some popcorn. You would give a cripple crab a crud. Dr. Pepper. That's a Patton Oswalt bit. Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone?
From the
Nick knows what I'm talking about.
Mic.
Dr. Pepper, what?
I know what you're talking about, Dan.
Thank you.
I'm with you.
Look
man.
It
I
up. Patton Oswalt has a fantastic CD.
I know.
Feeling kind of bad.
I get it now. I got it.
I liked, you know, this is a show about comedy, so I'm going to go ahead and say I liked Lollipops and Werewolves better than...
Did you?
Then
that's hard
feeling
to compare.
Kind of Patton.
I don't know which one I
did.
Like
I did. I liked the second album better. I don't know exactly why. I guess maybe because I didn't expect it to be any good. Like I didn't expect. I expected it to be the unfortunate second album.
Yeah.
But it was pretty good. I mean, it was better, I think, than the first
one. I think
one.
The first one, I liked the stories he told. I think they kind of got more bizarre and kind of took these weird paths, talking about people, you know, soaking in apple juice all day. And
he was just talking. I mean, that's a bit he does about Robert Evans. He told like actual stories on the second album that were weird, like Brian Dennehy at the at the premiere party.
My willpower is nothing. It's fantastic.
It is a really good album. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know which one's better.
I think we should go ahead and put the 796 stamp of approval. Go buy Patton Oswalt CDs.
Both of them.
Go do it. Check it out.
Both of them, and go ahead and buy No Reason to Complain on DVD.
Or just go ahead and steal it off the internet, like you're going to do, because you're already on the internet. And it takes, what, 7 more seconds to steal it?
You should buy it.
It'll be downloaded
Patton.
By the end of this episode.
We don't support thievery on the internet.
We don't like it.
We don't like it.
We don't.
Whoa, whoa.
We
whoa.
Don't support it. Okay, are we against it?
We're both.
Or are we just kind of Switzerland?
Unless it's Metallica.
When did we?
You steal that.
Download anything illegal. Even if you don't like Metallica, just do it to irk them because they are D-bags. They are tool sheds about that.
They really are. You know, back, dating myself terribly now.
Thing.
But there was the Summer Sanitarium tour that they were a part of. Right around the time that Napster was still being litigated.
Yeah.
And it came to the stadium in Dallas in the parking lot. Someone spray painted real big so you could see from an airplane, Napster of puppets.
Speaking of which, Brad, and if this doesn't work, Brad, I'll just cut it. I wanted to try something, Brad, that we did on the car ride over here, and I appreciated it. And it is, I want to make it an official thing. And this is going to be called Brad Turns Cliche Statements into Metal Songs.
Yes, I love this game.
So Brad claimed on the car ride over here, because you were talking about Metallica. That's a segue, right? Brad was talking about on the car ride over here that you can take any cliche statement and anything and sing it as a metal song, and it sounds completely legit, right?
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
I don't know if I can believe you because metal songs don't sound legit.
Fair enough. Sounds legitimate as a metal song.
I'm ready.
Well, you have to give him a cliche statement. He'll turn it into a metal song. Like, what's like a phrase that gets used a lot? Which would make it cliche?
Chair full of bullies.
Chair full of bullies?
Yeah.
Chair full of bullies.
All right. I mean, you were just kind of screaming it. Is that like?
That's metal.
Do you just have to like?
You got to give him something longer. Like you, that wasn't a you know. Give
I was
sentence.
Actually looking for content. Like
yeah.
Like
sad right.
But true.
Okay.
Try another one.
Now we're going to get sued by Metallica.
They're coming after us now.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Is this actually in the song already?
No.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Something about a bush. I don't know how to. It's the second line that makes this a hard game to play on the podcast.
It's the second line. The second line makes it art. All right, I was excited because I recently found out that Spaced, one of my favorite TV shows, if I had to pick, it's my favorite TV show of all time. Are you okay?
I
you going to throw up?
I ate a bunch of Taco Bueno.
Spaced, the show by Edgar Wright and Simon Pegg and Nick Frost and those guys who brought you Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead, is now available to watch for free on Hulu.
Oh, God bless you, Hulu.
Which is amazing, because that show is incredible, and I've told people about it, and they're like, I don't know what it is. Can I get it? I'm like, yeah, you get DVDs.
I'm against it.
For $45?
Because I paid $45, and I got it, and literally it's only 12 episodes.
So it's 14. It's 2 seasons of 7.
I think it's 2 seasons of 6.
I just looked at it. I just looked at it before I came over.
All right. Maybe if I see those extra 2 episodes.
Maybe you got just
how they watched.
So you're against it, Derek? Because I already bought it, too.
It's just, this happens to me all the time in my life. It's like, man, I like The Doors, the movie. I'll get the special collector's edition. 3 weeks later, it's on sale for $5 at Walmart. I'm just like,
that sounded loud.
That behind the scenes documentary with Oliver Stone was not worth the extra $12.50.
No, it was the exact same. It was the exact same box set and everything. It was like,
oh. Well, it's a good show, though. I'm excited because now when I talk about it, I can just send people to Hulu and they can watch a nice high quality version of it.
That's nice, right? Hulu. I like Hulu. I've heard a rumor, and I'm not sure that I haven't confirmed this in any way, but ABC is moving to Hulu now, too, right?
What? They were against it completely.
I know they were going to do a whole different thing, but yeah. I think now ABC is moving to Hulu.
Who originally backed Hulu?
NBC and Fox.
Fox. Okay. I was watching like a commercial, and it was talking about the guy who. Oh, no. I was reading a magazine, and it was talking. The article was like, the man who stood up against everything and showed them that Hulu was possible. I was like, he didn't stand up against anything. He had NBC and Fox backing him the whole way.
Who's he standing up against? Yeah. Other networks? Like, that's not...
Yeah, he's got 2 already.
Like, it wasn't you have one man against everyone. It was one man, Fox and NBC, against ABC. Yeah. And CBS. That is all. Oh, yeah, CBS.
So, yeah, ABC. They don't count. No, I did hear that because he got Disney. Because doesn't Disney own ABC?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I did hear that. I heard Disney was coming over to Hulu. That's going to, man, that's awesome. That's the
It's going to make Hulu. I mean, if they do it, like if it's a Disney partnership, then you're talking about ESPN.
I heard it was Disney. Is what I read on variety.com.
It's not a bad idea for anybody.
Well, they were the #2 video website last year behind YouTube, which was incredible because they just started like 2 years ago, maybe.
I know people. There are people in my life. My own father has cut cable. He's done with it.
Because of things like Hulu.
Because of Hulu specifically.
Really?
he was just flipping through the channels one day, started looking around and said, you know what? I can watch every single one of these shows that I watch online if I'm just willing to wait 12 hours.
I'm that way
with
Hulu.
Cut the cable, walk.
I got Hulu and Netflix, and I'm almost covered completely by those two things. So I don't know how you guys feel about that. Spencer, you cutting cable anytime soon?
As soon as Derek's out.
Why is Derek keeping you on the cable fix?
I just don't want to deny him anything. You know?
It's true.
You're such a good provider. I just don't want to deny my baby anything, you know. What my baby wants, my baby gets.
Derek will not go without when he lives with at the Casa de Hicks.
Nice.
Well, congratulations, Hulu, and congratulations, Edgar Wright.
Congratulations, Hulu. No.
You both sort of needed the shot in the arm, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Okay, I'm going to ask a quick question. I'm going to do a setup and then a quick question. Are you ready?
Okay.
No. Is that the question?
No.
Oh, okay.
But, no. So the LRO, or the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, launched by NASA last year, has recently just photographed high-resolution pictures of the Apollo landing sites. And I mean high-resolution, I mean it's a dot and you can make out a shadow. All right, so not very great, but better than we've ever been able to take. So basically... Yeah. NASA's come back out, and I mean, the reconnaissance is doing a lot of other things, but this is just one thing it was able to do. And so NASA's kind of come out, and they posted these pictures. They're like, look, here's some more evidence that we landed on the moon, everybody. And people are still kind of like, no.
People?
Like, literally, like 40 people at this point.
See, I don't care.
Well, so, that was my next question. So that was the setup. My question was, is this interesting?
No, it's interesting that we captured the photograph, but it's not interesting past that.
Well, here's how I think it is.
It contributes nothing to the debate.
Ooh, we got a debate.
And here's why it's interesting. I know we landed on the moon. I could care less. What NASA and the government is hiding is the fact that there are aliens
on the moon.
at Area 52.
Yes.
Or where are the aliens specifically? So just I know where to look.
Around us, hanging radio? Out.
Like Men in Black?
No, I mean just small. Like it's hard to really put a point on it. Like they're seen as like little flashes of light that kind of follow you around when you're in
like
space.
Like a star?
Like lightning bugs?
Like lightning bugs.
Like stars?
No, that's stars don't move
no,
around.
No, they're keeping the bodies at Area 52.
Mm. Oh, is that the...
I thought it was Area 51, Joe.
That's just a decoy.
Yeah, that's what the government wants you to see. It's the whole sleight of hand. They're like, oh, Area 51.
I will work a news radio reference into any conversation.
I know you will. You do it a lot.
I agree, though. Well, that's, I don't know.
It's a whole sleight of hand. It's like, hey, look over here, look over here, look over here. They're doing some stuff over here.
Look over here, look over here. Bam, alien bodies.
Alien
bodies. In his hand. I was shaking this.
Did you ever see the autopsy on Fox?
Yeah.
Yeah. They
when
real.
They cut that rubber mask open.
Yeah, I saw it too. It looked pretty foam.
Well, just because it's not skin like you and I know it.
You're so close-minded, man. You were just so close-minded.
It's life, Dan, but not as we know it.
All right, well, so a sub-question to this is, part of the LRO's mission is to scout landing sites for the upcoming moon landings in hopefully 2020, I think.
Are you going?
I'm going. Well, I'm not slated for a specific mission, but I'm going.
I gotta tell you something. I bought you a ticket on Rocket Plane.
Did you? On Rocket Plane?
To go to the moon.
Oh, man.
You gotta drive to Wisconsin, though. Or Minnesota.
I think it was Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
You did buy me a ticket? Thank you. How much was the ticket?
$18
million. $18 million. That's what we all paid.
You had $18 million?
Well, not anymore.
You bought the ticket.
Oh, you're such a good friend.
Now he has a ticket. Now he has a ticket to it.
Could have had a job.
I've got a golden ticket.
So anyways, the LRO, it's scouting landing spots. A lot of people are upset because everyone's like, we don't have any money to be going back to the moon. Like, never mind. I was going to quote a song, but I won't do it. So what do you guys think? Should we go back to the moon?
I think absolutely. I think it's absolutely worthwhile.
We got to show everybody in the world what makes America great. We go to the moon.
We conquer crap.
Who else has been to the moon?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Exactly.
The Russians hit it with some satellites. They literally were just shot satellites into it saying, we can hit it. They were just proving they could hit it.
Now let's put some stuff in it.
Yeah. That's it, though. But, I mean, there are other countries that are planning. Japan just put their first person in space recently, like a couple months ago. And they have some missions. So is China. So is Europe. Everyone's kind of like gearing up for the moon. It's going to be a moon battle. Can you think of this? There's going to be all these countries fighting on the moon with lasers and spaceships and aliens, probably, like you were saying.
We got and aliens. There's a Chewbacca. And
there's Chewbacca and the Millennium Falcon. It's Star Wars, people. We're Star Wars.
Ronald Reagan wasn't lying. It was real.
It was real. He was literally saying Star Wars, people. Millennium Falcons, X-Wings.
A true visionary, Ronald Reagan. When he was, you know,
this
coherent.
Is all gonna get cut.
Yeah, you go. Yeah, nothing accurate has been said in 15 minutes.
This is what are you talking about?
Everything we've said has been right on.
Chewbacca,
they're real.
Chewbacca's are real.
Seriously,
Ewoks.
Have you seen my next door neighbor? He's freaking crazy. Ewoks. He's like 6'8", and he is the hairiest man alive. And he never wears a shirt.
Are you talking about at Spencer's house?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Hmm? No. Have you not seen him?
No. You live next door to Chewbacca?
He comes outside. He's all like...
Which side of the house on our right?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
There's only a house on your right.
You're giving away our location, Dan. My bad.
So there's a Sasquatch living next to you.
I think so.
I've not seen that guy. And I've been living there longer than you.
Well, you're not there during the day when I'm just out on the porch smoking cigarettes.
And this guy comes out all lumbering out of his house. He's got a duck to get under the door. Really?
Yeah.
Never wears a shirt?
No. I'm never. Why would he?
What's he do when he comes outside? What's he doing?
Well, like he'll check, get stuff out of his car and go back in. And then.
He's building the Millennium.
All right. I'm lying. I'm lying. I'm sorry.
I trapped him. You see what I did there?
I know you keep asking for details until he just runs out of patience.
Really? What's he getting out of? That was my next question. What's he getting out of his car?
It's boxes of. Stuff with
flux, flux capacitor,
flux capacitors, and power converters. You're gonna waste time with your friend. Oh, never mind. I'm done with the Star Wars references.
Hey, did you guys hear about the kid in Utah who stole his mom's car?
No.
Like, there's a 7-year-old kid in Utah who to get out of from going to church, stole his mom's car, and led police on a high speed chase. And
oh my God.
You can see the video on like CNN.com, and this kid just literally, like, he's actually a decent driver, but he's not hitting the brakes at all for turns. So you can kind of tell, like, he still thinks he's playing a video game or whatever because he's just turning the wheel, still going.
You
30
just
miles
let off
now.
The gas and turn the wheel like in GTA.
But it ends with the kid go like trapping himself in some, like, you know, kind of farm driveway, dirt road. He just gets out of the car and outruns this little kid running, and the cop, I don't think, realizes what he's up against. And the kid just runs into a barn. And so, and you just kind of see the cop kind of trotting after him, not giving it his all. But I think that's...
How old is the kid? He's like 10?
He's
seven.
7-year-old was driving.
But I mean,
car.
He's probably Mormon, so I can understand him trying to get out of going to church. Those people are crazy.
There goes that part of our listening population.
Once they get their own planet, they'll be fine. Once you die, if you believe in Mormonism, you get your own planet.
Why would you want a planet?
Why not?
Seems like a lot of responsibility.
Do you get like a car or a plane? And then if you have a plane, then do you have to like fuel it? Like, how do you get around it?
Mark Twain wrote about how terrible heaven would be for men because it's just a bunch of singing and like all the crap that you hate about church. I can't imagine having your own planet.
Yeah.
It just seems like a lot of stress.
Especially like one that's just completely wild. Like no roads. No homes, just beasts that are trying to kill you everywhere. Are there women? Are there other people? Is it just you?
I haven't looked that far into the Mormon belief.
Man,
we need to look into it.
That might need to be something we research.
They're stupid.
Because that sounds ridiculous.
Like, they're right next to Scientology in my book of like people who believe in some crazy stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I'm not going to be that way. The people that are like, nah, Christianity makes sense. No, it's crazy too when you look at it. It has
yeah, walks
a crazy
on water,
spin.
Raises people from the dead. Let's say changes the physical properties of things.
Yeah, dies, comes back to life. I mean, it sounds insane too, but like theirs are. Spaceships and alien souls and mm-hmm. I mean, it's as crazy as, you know, us claiming that Star Wars is real, but they actually claim that Star Wars is real.
Ooh, who does that?
Scientologists, like not specifically Star Wars, but like you have an alien soul in you.
Well, this kid stole his mother's car or his grandmother's car in order to get out of going to church. What's the biggest thing you've ever done to get out of doing something
besides just like faking being sick?
Yeah, well, that's lame.
It wasn't until like third grade when I realized you could pretend to be sick and get out from going to school.
How'd you stumble upon that?
I don't know, but when I did, I totally took advantage of it. Like, I would just tell my dad my stomach hurt and they'd come get me after.
I'm done, stomach.
And then I'd go home and like watch TV and stuff, be like, I'm feeling better.
It's a miracle.
I'm good.
I got it. Yeah. But that only works a few times, and then your parents start to clamp down on you, and
they're like,
and then
too
all
sick
you
to go to school. You're too sick to play video games.
And then all you got to do is throw up.
Could you make yourself throw up, or you just
finger
sneak
down
a finger?
The throat? That's all you got to do.
I don't think I learned about that till I had that weight problem.
I will say this. I do appreciate that you have like a specific time period where you realized you could lie about being sick.
Yeah, I know. Like I remember at the time, like, I was really upset that I didn't know that earlier. Like, I was upset that it's only now do I realize what I can do.
Like, third grade, you're sitting in front of the TV. It's like noon or 12:30. You're watching the Muppet Show going, what was I doing? Going to school every day. And the Muppet Show comes on at 12:30.
In my head, you got like a little 10-year-old. Is it 10 in third grade? How old are you in third grade? It's like eight or nine, something like that. And you're just like, I'm so mad. I'm going to be sick. They're like, are you sick? You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you need to go home?
Yes. I definitely need to go home.
We can do that?
I just beat the system. We'll go to the office and call your dad. All right, I'm going.
Oh, my God. I'm going to watch Green Acres today.
You're just walking down the hallway. Oh, my God. It's like 11 o'clock. I'm going home.
These suckers going to be here for 3.5 more hours.
See you, suckers.
In like 6th or 7th grade, I was on the playground with my friend Jared, and he actually listens quite a bit. And one day somebody did something that just made him mad. So he just ran off. And like we're all like completely freaked out. Like, what did you he's left. He left.
He left like the school grounds?
Yeah, he went home. And then he got we actually I walked back in the classroom. I was like, oh, Jared's gonna be so mad. He left his keys in his backpack.
What? He was a third grade? He drove? Like
No, like his key to his house. Oh. He ran all the way home and he basically just had to sit in his garage. And then, like, everybody was all freaked out and, like, oh, and they, like, pulled out this drawing he had in his desk and it says Suicide Mac.
What?
But, and we were like, oh, my God. And then I saw it and I was like, oh, this is Suicide Machines. He's just not finished. It's a band that he really likes. And he ended up having to walk back to school to wait for his mom to pick him up.
What grade was this?
It was, like, seventh grade. It blew my mind that I never thought, you know, I could just leave. Like,
just walk out.
Like, they can't grab me.
They can't grab everyone. Yeah, like.
We yeah, but then you get a truancy and that. Yeah. That goes on your record.
Your permanent record.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum. One, I used to skip first period all the time, and I would write myself a note, you know, like, please excuse Brad's absence yesterday. He was ill. Sincerely, Walter Porter, you know? And so I walk in.
You're going to say Walter Cronkite. I don't know why. Sincerely, Walter Cronkite.
I walked in.
That was the day that was. Or something like that.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
That or something like that. So I walk in the next day after having skipped first period and hand the school secretary my note that I had forgotten to write until like moments before. And she looked at it and she kind of grinned and she just kept looking at it. And I'm standing there in silence for like way too long. And then she starts laughing. And then she writes me the excused slip, you know, that you have to take back to all your classes. Mm-hmm. And she paperclips it to the note that I gave her and gave me the note back with the excused slip.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, happy birthday, Brad. And I was like, thank you. And I walked out and I was like, what the hell was that all about?
Did she not buy that?
I looked.
That was flawless.
I looked down. And I signed my own name. Please excuse Brad's absence yesterday as he was ill. Sincerely, Brad Porter.
You gotta appreciate that's pretty ballsy. That's pretty ballsy of a kid just to be like, please excuse my absence. Sign me. Here you go.
F*** you, system.
I liked it. What were you going to say, Derek? It's a good line.
Hmm? The devil mixes his truth with lies.
I appreciate that. All right, let's...
I like misquoting Brad.
Everyone's phones are buzzing. Let's go ahead and wrap this package. All right. Like that? Wrap this package. Derek, would you...
Do the movie quote?
Derek, will you give us the answer to your movie quote of the week?
All right. I want to play one more time, give you guys a guess, then tell you how wrong you are, and berate you psychologically.
Okay.
Then I'll give you the answer.
Okay.
Here we go.
Very still. I'm working right now. This.
Ouch!
Oh, I'm sorry. Did my pen get in the way of your ass? Do me a favor and lose 5 pounds immediately or get out of my building like
that. Charlie's Angels.
No.
Charlie's Angels 2.
Secret of the Magic Gourd.
Ah, why did you? I said no twice and you went back to it.
All right, what was it?
Derek Zoolander.
No.
No, wait a minute. There's no movie called Derek Zoolander.
I think you just mean Zoolander.
I hate that movie.
I love that movie.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Well, your name's not Derek. That's so true. You don't have people like every couple of months walking up to you and be like, hey, Derek, my balls. Thanks, man. Would you like to meet my grandmother?
We should. That's awesome. That quote. I can Derek to my own balls.
It's a good movie. I think it's funny. All right, Spencer Hicks, do you have any jokes this week for us?
I do. I got some quick
Spencer
ones for you.
Spencer's joke of the week.
Yeah, thank you guys.
You're welcome.
I'm ready now. I'm ready. Guy walks into a bar carrying a pair of jumper cables, sets them down next to the bar and says, give me a beer. Bartender says, all right, but I want you starting anything. Silver cables.
Got him.
Silver cables. Okay, a pickle walks into a bar. Bartender's like, hey, we don't serve pickles here. And the pickle's like, hey, man, what's the dill?
Jeez.
Okay, a man walks into a bar carrying a piece of asphalt under his arm. Says, give me some beers. One for the road.
Three jokes of the week.
Three jokes. Is that it?
That's it.
Hey, that would be the Spencer Hicks joke of the week, everybody. Everybody give him a round.
I got one. Everybody. A priest, a rapist, and a wino walk into a bar.
Okay.
And the bartender says, "Hey, guy, you here alone?"
Oh, one person. Jeez, that took me forever.
Very good, Brad.
Very good, Brad. That was good.
Brad walks in to get a hepatitis test. He kicked ass. He got an A, two Bs, and a C. Yes!
Good job, Brad.
I put you in that one, you see?
See what he did
I
there?
I told everybody all right, your
that's
hepatitis.
It. We're wrapping it up. That's too many jokes. We got to save some for next show, all right? Thank you, as always, to everyone for checking us out here at lookatokc.com. You've been listening to Podcast Don't Suck, featured by lookatokc.com, brought to you by 796 Entertainment. I'd like to thank our musical people. Some call them bands. VHS or Beta. They're a great band. Go check them out on MySpace and at their website. Also, that's it. That's all the only people I'd like to thank. I'd like to thank you guys who've been in the booth here.
Thank you.
I've been
Border Patrol?
Did you say Soul Patrol?
He said Booger Patrol.
Booger Patrol! I've been Dan O'Donoghue. With me has been Spencer Hicks.
Yes.
Yay, Spencer!
There's been
Brad. Yeah!
Thank you, Brad.
Brad Chad Porter. You said it too early. I didn't hear you say it.
I'm sorry. Brad Chad Porter.
Yes. Brad Spencer, amazing.
You got Derek Hicks.
Thank God I'm back. Yes.
Yes,
Derek
I got
Hicks. Big. I don't know what I'm talking about. You got Nick Tankersley there in the booth. Look at him over there.
Yay! Burger Patrol!
Thanks for listening, everybody. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Bye,
bye, bye. Bye, bye, bye.
I stink.
All right, we gotta go. It's too late.